And now, a sports update with James Willis.
Yes, we better start with Jared Hayne. We started with him last night. We said he was a selection to play tomorrow night. We were all expecting him to play. Not so.
It's been the story all week, Steve, and certainly when you've got a marquee player on $1 million a year, you expect them to be the star week in, week out, and also play the majority of games. Jared Hayne won't play tomorrow night, we're told, due to an ankle injury. But when you consider what's happened over the last few days, I think a few Titans fans and NRL fans in general would be saying, is there more to this story than meets the eye? Has he got an ankle injury, or is it after what we've seen over the last few days, where Neil Henry, the coach, will reportedly be sacked after tomorrow night's game against Parramatta? Senior players, though, in the likes of Nathan Peets, Kevin Proctor and Ryan James, I heard on Fox Sports tonight, told the club that they support Neil Henry. So he doesn't. He certainly has his support as Neil Henry, but I think you'll find that overall that Henry will be gone after the game tomorrow night. But the Jared Hayne thing is a mystery, and that won't go away with the change of coach.
Look, I don't know. You don't know, but you can't imagine that he's out because of an injury. I mean, seriously. Nah. I mean, he's not playing because they've got all this going on in the background, and the last thing they probably want is to have Jared Hayne and Henry pictured in the same, you know, on the television coverage tomorrow night. They just don't want it.
Yeah, I agree. It's a gross distraction. And even if you do get rid of Henry, as I've been saying all week, the club, I think, made the wrong call in signing Jared Hayne. They signed him based on the hard work he'd put in over in the NFL. But when that dream fell apart and he went to Sevens Rugby and then back to Rugby League, which he'd initially left at Parramatta and said he'd done all he could and he wanted to go somewhere else, he's come to the Gold Coast and clearly isn't producing what we expected him to. And the club, in my belief, made the wrong call in signing him 12 months ago.
Yeah, it's pity somebody can't get inside his head and get the talent out of him that he's clearly got. But that's going to need another coach, another club somewhere else. And, you know, when you get to the point where you're just playing for the money and it appears that's what he's doing, then you've got a problem. I mean, there's a real easy comparison here in the AFL with Gary Ablett Jr. You know, he's currently not available more than he is available to play for the Gold Coast Suns. He doesn't want to be there. Once someone doesn't want to be somewhere, you've got to move them on. Winks, I think I saw Winks win the last time Winks won, didn't I?
Yes.
At the Carnival in Sydney?
Yes, Royal Randwick Day 2 of the Championships last year. She won the Queen Elizabeth Stakes, the $4 million race.
I was there.
And, well, she's now back. She's back this Saturday at Royal Randwick as the Spring Carnival gets underway. And Winks chasing 18 wins in a row. Now, when the field for the Group 2 Warwick Stakes was announced, she was placed at $1.08. One punter immediately had 61,600 at $1.08 to win $4,928.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Now, she's into $1.06 now after that massive bet. Chris Waller has an absolute gem here, and she'll race a number of times in Sydney before heading to Melbourne to race and hopefully win her third consecutive Cox Plate, which would equal Kingston Town's record.
If you had the 61,000 on, you'd be very nervous in the transport from the float to the stall at Randwick and then out to the starting gate. How'd you feel if she knocked a hind leg on the gate or something?
Well, that and also the fact that if she's ever going to be beaten, it'd be first up. This is the first run of her preparation. Horses are never at their best first up. I think Winks is in a different league, and punters, and in fact, bookies feel like they're just paying out money with Winks. So she's into $1.06. The punter will still be very, very nervous right through the race, but I think you'll find Winks will win this quite comfortably.
18 in a row, how great would that be? Will the NRL take advantage of the forced demise of the Western Force?
Yes, I think they will.
Really?
It's a matter of when, Steve. Issue here is there's a new TV rights deal that's only just started with the NRL. So for a team to be based in Perth, and there was a rugby league team based in Perth during the 1997 Super League season.
That's
and
right, there was.
Western Reds and that team and that competition, as we know, turned out to be a complete disaster. But the NRL's looking into it. They've played games in Perth before. There's a State of Origin game that'll be in Perth, not next year, but the year after, which is when 60,000-seat stadium will be ready in Perth, which will be fantastic. And the NRL looking into, at the end of this TV rights deal, which would be 2022, if they should be putting a team in Perth. To be honest with you, I think if a new team comes in, I'd rather see a team on the Central Coast or a second Brisbane side. I think Brisbane's done enough to deserve a second team. Their crowds up there are fantastic. And I'm not sure whether Perth, I mean, the Western Force, I feel very sorry for their demise, but I still feel that Perth is a cricket and AFL city, and that's about it.
I agree with you, and that stadium you mentioned there is being built as an oval stadium because that's where the West Coast Eagles and the Fremantle Dockers will play their home game. So it's like playing rugby league at ANZ. We're trying to move past that, aren't we?
Yeah, for sure. Although I note that, I mean, if they're going to have a State of Origin game there, then who knows? They've also got NIB Stadium over there, which could be an option. The NRL look into it. There's enough junior rugby league players over there for them to have a crack. But I think the West Coast and Fremantle Dockers are too dominant in that city.
Yeah, they should have left the Western Force there. When I heard Alan earlier in the week go through those statistics of the youngsters who are playing rugby in Perth and the strength of the younger competition, it just, again, is a mad decision by the ARU. Good on you, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow night.
Anytime. Thanks, Steve.
James Willis.